I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, a remarkable story of achievement. Just 4 years ago, Yolkendi Valdez immigrated to the U.S. without knowing more than a few words of English. Today, she's a champion speller, set to compete in the upcoming Scripps National Spelling Bee held in Washington, D.C. We'll have her story in a moment. But first, we want to introduce you to another remarkable performer. A sold-out crowd recently packed City Center in New York to see one of the most beloved performers you've probably never heard of, unless you speak Korean. Chung-sai Ik is a sensation in Korea. His 6 albums have connected with audiences both musically and spiritually, with a sound that integrates pop, jazz, and traditional Korean music.
그러면서
We recently caught up with Chung-sai Ik when he was in Hawaii preparing for a performance. He was accompanied by his longtime musical director, Jay Chung, who served as a translator. Welcome to you both. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting us for the show.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chung, one of the most fascinating aspects of your story is that you started your musical career rather late. You spent some 25 years doing odd jobs, salesman, car shop manager, insurance clerk, before you started working in music. So how did you eventually become a musician?
선생님이 46세 노래를 시작하셨는데 그 전에 뭐
사회에
I had difficult times in my life before I became a musician, and I had a dreams all the time, and this dream brought me to be a musician, and it became one of my strength, and basically this is dream comes true for my life.
How did you do it?
어떻게 하셨어요 그거를? 어떻게 시작을 하셨어요?
저 노래는 그 제 마치 운명 같이.
I believe this is my destiny. Going through all those different kinds of jobs didn't fulfill my life, and I finally came up with my goal, and this is going to be my last job in my life, and definitely this is my destiny. A lot of friends helped me out doing this. A lot of friends recommended him to be a musician because he's got such a great voice, and he, you know, when he was in childhood, he used to see his father doing music all the time, and you know, those Korean traditional environment, everything helped him out, and then he kind of acquired all those fundamentals as a musician when he was child. And finally came as a result at the late of his age.
I understand that your concerts are a very emotional experience for some of your fans. There are often tears. It's a cathartic experience. Why do you think that is?
선생님, 그 공연할 때 관중들이 굉장히 그 감정적으로 감동을 받고, 그 이유가 어떤 거라고 생각하세요?
그 노래라는 것은 인생의 희노애락인데, 요즘 사람들이
When he sings, he tries to make the unification with the audience. The music expresses sadness, it expresses happiness, pleasure, all different kinds of feeling. And he's mainly focusing in the feeling of sadness, mourning. And that really appeals to people because a lot of people are having and going through a hard time in their lives. And his song reminds them all those difficultiness, and that's what he's trying to bring out when he sings, and he wants to communicate with the audience through his emotions and feelings.
I want to play a short clip from one of the songs from Volume 6, his latest album. The song is titled Mother See the Flowers, and I want to play a short clip and then we can talk about it. Here it is.
아들아, 길 잃고 헤맬까 걱정이구나.
This is a lovely song, but it's also a very sad song in some ways. As I understand it, it's based on a story of funeral customs in the time of the Korean dynasties, and when a family was very poor and struggling, and when the mothers became unable to take care of themselves, it was understood that one of the sons would carry them into the mountains and abandon them there. And in this song, the mother is worried about her son finding his way home. And I wanted to ask Mr. Chung, how do audiences react when they hear this?
이 선생님이 그 꽃구경이라는 곡을
꽃구경의 이 노래 의미는
The story, like you mentioned before, is based on the true story in Korean history a few hundred years ago. And when he looks at the poem and when he thinks about all the situation, it is same these days as well. As you can see, the apple trees or all those natures, they give us everything for free and they always care of us, just like the parents. We are always given by parents all the good stuff, but we always forget what we can give them back. And this thing is exactly the same. It has not changed. It's the human nature, how we react. He just wanted to remind the people living these days how thankful we should be, and we have to know the fundamentals of our history, of the family and everything. So he just wanted to appeal to people and remind them we gotta be respecting the parents more for what they have done for us.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin, and we are joined by Chung Sae-ik, who's speaking to us through his translator and musical director, Jay Chung. You know, we were talking in the office about Mr. Chung's music, and some of us thought he reminds us of some of our great soul singers, you know, like Marvin Gaye. And I just wondered if any of these singers were musical influences for him.
그 미국 그 이렇게 좀 오래된 그 싱어들을 좀 이렇게 얘기를 해봤대요. 이렇게 사무실에서
저는 그 말빈 게일 미국의 뭐. 그 레이처스나 그 샘 쿡 그런 마빈 게이도 좋고.
Yeah, definitely, he was influenced by Marvin and Sam Cooke, Ray Charles. When he listens to those singers, he can feel the bluesiness they have been through. Sadness, feelings, and you can tell they mastered that sort of singing style. Those singing style is very close to pansori, which is Korean singing style as well. It has the emotions of bluesness, sadness. So he finds they are very close related.
이게 레처스 같은 거 옛날에 많이 흉내를 내게 했는데 I can't stop loving you. I made up my mind. 이런 노래들인가 샘 쿡이 teenage sonata 이런 노래들 많이 좋아했어요.
You know, he sang a couple of songs.
Bravo! I wanted to ask Mr. Chung, you came to the U.S. not long after the tragedy at Virginia Tech, when some members of the Korean community, Korean American community, were still very much reeling from the experience of having a Korean American commit such a terrible crime. I wanted to ask, what was that like for you?
그 버지니아 테 그때 고맘테 선생님이 미국
방문 아주 우연하게도 그때 그 사건 일어나기 전에
That was a coincidence. He was planning to have a concert, and right before the concert, that tragedy happened. And coincidentally, the title of the concert was "Longing." You miss people. You're looking for people because you're lonely. That was one of the big title of the show that time, and then he thinks the child was lonely, and he was he was on an island all by himself. He couldn't really get adopted to the community, and you know, a lot of people are not getting along with others and stuff. He was hoping that concert he did last time encourage people and make sure people know they are not alone, and you know, you gotta be able to live with people. And he believes living happily and peacefully will be one of the most important things that we could enjoy the present life.
I understand that you once did a concert during a North and South Korea soccer game. Do I have that right? Will you tell us about that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. 그 남북한의 그 축구 게임 할 때 그 공연
그래서 지금 현재 그 남과 북이
as everybody knows the Korea is being apartheid at the moment, North and South. And we're going on a process to be unified as one country again. And these days we're very being apart and not really close to each other and stuff. But sometime the dream will come true. And as you mentioned, that there was a very first soccer game between North and South Korea a few years ago. And problem was we couldn't do national anthem because both of us considers different countries. So we came up with an idea of singing Arirang, which will present both countries' national anthem.
Arirang, Arirang, Arirang.
So Mr. Chang sings Arirang at the end of his concert. Every single concert he does, he sings that song. And when he sings that song, he always have this dream for one Korean country, the North and South being together. That's what he's hoping.
Mr. Chang Sai-ik, he is speaking to us through his translator and musical director, Jay Chung, from Honolulu, where they had a concert date scheduled before returning to South Korea. His latest album is simply Volume 6. Gentlemen, thank you so much for speaking with us.
감사합니다. 안녕히 계세요. Thank you very much.